What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland art gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for hopping on and joining us today. It's such a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's good to be on.
Do you just want to start off by giving us a little bit of a background on yourself, how Current Bias came to be?
Sure thing. Yeah, Current Bias is a project that came out of a former DJ alias, DJ Palmer, that I was going under for a little while, a bit of a transitory sort of pseudonym. And yeah, Current Bias kind of came together with me thinking about what I wanted to say at that point in time, and in the conjunctive idea of my own current bias. But the funny thing is, as I've kept making music and learned more, what I say I've learned more, I'm still learning or wanting to learn a lot about electric current and how that actually creates music. Yeah, it has paved a way for me to speak how I feel in my most vulnerable, as well as my most energized voice. Yeah, I draw a lot of inspiration from a lot of post-dubstep music, very formative with James Blake's BBC Radio 1 residency in my teenage years, as well as being a drummer since I could walk. I'm a very percussive person.
I was sick, so the first instrument you picked up was the drums. That's quite impressive.
Yeah, played drums for ages and played in school bands, and yeah, just have continued to play not just anything with a drum skin or a Bessel function, but now I'm just playing with anything that can make some sort of tone and recording it through voice memos.
Awesome. And so yeah, like those percussive elements and skills that you get from the drums, do you think that has carried through quite prominently in the stuff that you're doing now?
Definitely. Yeah, a lot of my music is rhythmic and complex rhythmic devices. A lot of polymeter and cross rhythmic devices are used a lot. The fact that making on a digital audio workstation gives you the autonomy to dive deeper into the complexities of rhythm and how you can make rhythm lines circle back on themselves, but also help the listener lose track of where they are, but then bring them back around again in simplest terms possible.
Awesome. And you have chosen some tracks for us today. So what do we have up first? Shall we play one of those?
Yeah, sure. First up, we have a track from Ludus called Soldo Limit. It has came off the most recent compilation by Strange Behavior called Uneasy Clubbing. And yeah, I think it's a standout track. It really shows Ludus's skills for spacing out elements in the stereo field. And yeah, I was looking into it though. I was trying to see what soldo mean, because it's a term that I've never come across before. So I'll have to ask them about it when I see them next. Yeah, absolute standout track, very dynamic.
Fantastic. Well, here we go.
Thank you.
Awesome. And so when did you actually start getting into DJing and producing?
I definitely got into DJing through misusing my study periods in high school. I downloaded a program called Mix with, I believe, 3 X's, possibly 4. And that very much over a computer gave me an idea of all the elements needed to make a mix work. And from that, just try to surround myself around people that had and that I could practice with. I also, when I was 16, got my first pair of turntables whilst I was here in Perth and learnt through vinyl also. So aided through, somewhat a virtual DJ setup, but also through learning vinyl at the same time. And then
that's quite impressive, learning on vinyl when you're starting to DJ.
Yeah, I think at the time, ironically, it was the cheapest option, and I just felt like it was the by the means of tools available, it was the right direction to go with production. I started out on GarageBand for quite a few years, and then got a MIDI controller that came with a light version of Ableton, and haven't looked back since. And I guess I've been tinkering away at that and seriously producing, I'd say, since 2017.
Awesome. And I feel like over the last couple of years, we've really watched you kind of blow up down in Wellington. How's that been?
Yeah, I'm super, super grateful for Puneke scene and all aspects of the scene, because I have, I've come up through many different paths and through many different people. And it all comes down to, I guess, who you meet mutually at gigs and what connections you make from there. But Wellington have always been super supportive of my AWOL antics behind the decks, because I am a bit of a curveball myself.
Yeah. Felt like you found a quite defined space down there for your sound, which is really cool.
Somewhat. Yeah. Definitely have got to give props to the Surface Parties, Son of Sesh. That was very much my first formative experience in DJing out. And I've got to say that Valhalla is, the formative space that, has definitely helped craft and develop me as a selector. But, I've got to give mention to Freaks, who are a small party that ran for a little while, as well as also Racket Club. I've got to give props to Racket Club for, first and foremost, pressing State Smasher to vinyl and supporting me from the get-go. But all of that I've got to say is through Son of Sesh, so props to them.
Awesome. And shall we kick into another song?
Yeah, let's. So speaking of Racket Club, next track we've got is Uber Driver's How You Feeling. I think people know by now that Uber Driver runs Racket Club. And so this track is off their release Straight Out the Digi. It does a really, really interesting version of the Bunny Sigler Shake Your Booty sample. Thank you.
what have you been working on recently? I feel like I've seen you do quite a bit of stuff sort of on virtual platforms, especially recently. And I think over the past 2 years, those virtual platforms, things like Friendly Potential Radio, have really kicked off as gigs have had to kind of take a back seat. But how have you kind of found that?
To be honest, I don't record a lot of mixes. I think that's down to the fact that I've spent a lot of time producing, or at least learning how to produce, because a lot of what I do is self-directed. Yeah, tentative to use the, yeah, to say that I'm self-taught, because, yeah, I've learned from a lot of forums and a lot of YouTube tutorials and stuff, and I wouldn't be anywhere without those people and their work. But yeah, a lot of my work exists in the virtual. I'm eternally grateful to Bandcamp as a platform for being able to, yeah, showcase my music. And also, yeah, the income has definitely saved my life quite a few times. So I'm very grateful for Bandcamp and also the networks that they run. And the UI of the website just recently has gotten a lot better as well.
Oh yeah, so, I was reading about that, how it's a lot easier to now find music that you want to listen to and stuff.
Yeah, especially new releases that come up on the day. I think that's really going to be a significant shift. But to circle back, I think digital platforms are here to stay. I think that remains obvious. I'm always considerate about how much we need to put up, and if we are re-entering live music in the public sphere, I think I don't feel like we need to upload mixes all the time.
Yeah, totally. I mean, how are you finding the kind of re-entry into more gigs, more live music?
It's good. It's really humbling to actually have more bookings flowing in. Yeah, it shows that my work's being recognized in some form. It's interesting navigating it amongst this pesky virus, but I think we're all managing, and scenes will keep going on as long as the will to power is there.
Do we want to jump into another track?
Yeah, sure. This next track is by Ike, who I've got to say is quite a wizard, and it's called Patel. It's off his latest release on Stone Diviner. It's absolutely gorgeous. Each layer unfolds, shows it, and blossoms in such a cohesive way. It's definitely one of my reference tracks at the moment. Thank you.
Awesome. And so would you be able to maybe give us a little sneak peek, a little preview into anything that you're working on at the moment?
I've got a few tracks that I have been working on, gearing towards a 6 or 8 track release in the future. A lot of the works are drawing from a place of understanding time perception and understanding how media shifts time perception and how incentivized attention shifts how we see a working day. I find that especially working in sound, because I do a lot of sound design for performance and dance, I find that in between exporting and stuff, I find that I'm on my phone a lot and how it can really make me feel a bit funny. I'm interested in the ruminative patterns that we have in using our electronic devices, how we can try and just bring a soft awareness, as I'm sure a lot of us already do.
Sounds really cool. Do we have like a rough timeline yet, or
I'm really not sure.
It does sound really cool though. That's super exciting, because the last EP you dropped was at the end of last year, is that right?
Yeah, so that was Woes of Subjectivity, which is somewhat related to the said concept, because I was finding that some people around me it's not even just people around me, it's myself as well, like noticing media online and finding the subjectivity of that media hard to deal with, but then also in conjunction to living a normal life and what enjoyment and pleasure we get through these sorts of things. And the track listing is somewhat of a linear journey in how time on your phone can feel like sometimes, and the steps that you have to take to kind of realign.
Shall we jump into our fourth track?
Yeah, let's. So the next track is by a Pōneke-based artist, Birkenthot, and the track is called Nio, which is, I think, named after, it must have either been recorded in the suburb or named after the suburb. Really nice dub techno track.
Fantastic. Here we go. Thank you. Awesome. So, yeah, and super exciting for all of us who are in Tamaki Makaurau this weekend. But you're up for a gig on Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. Very first gig in Tamaki.
Oh, exciting. I can't believe it's your first gig up here.
I know. that's how these things are. I mean, in thinking about, again, this pesky virus, I'm glad that at least local artists are in the areas are being given priority. And then we're just like starting to open up a bit more. But yeah, I think, a lot of buzz after recent track on the latest big Fresh Collective Foot Mahi compilation, my track Train Your Grain, I think has made its movements around scene there. But yeah, really excited for Phys Ed. I've got quite a lot of little tricks up my sleeve and lots of little bits and pieces that I've been, sitting on and also waiting for the right gig to unleash. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to see you play live as well. Because I feel like I've only ever listened to like your stuff virtually. And every time in the back of your mind, you're like, oh, imagine if this was at a gig right now.
Yeah, I think the exact same thing.
Okay, I'm so excited. It's going to be great. Yeah. And I think tickets are nearly sold out, but limited door sales, Whammy Back Room, Friday night.
Yeah, the last time I saw was 15 tickets, but I mean, that was...
But that was like yesterday, so...
Yeah, who knows, yeah.
But yeah, no, it's going to be a great one. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's going to be AWOL. absolute stacked lineup. Yeah, with Naidu and Clay Louis and Babyface Killer and Lee, as well as Dishwasher.
So excited. I feel like, because this is the third installment of Phys Ed, and you know, the first one was great, and then the second one was better, and now like the third one is looking like it's going to be huge. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's like that that WWE meme format. It's got very kind of like, yeah, like, oh, whoa, like
that's, we're gonna have a word with their marketing team.
Yeah, I might actually have to make this meme. I'm putting that on my checklist.
Please do. Oh, fantastic. Well, we'll finish off on the last track, but thank you so much for stopping by to have a chat.
Hey, no worries. It's been my pleasure.
Really appreciate it. And some awesome tracks. So thank you so much. Cool. Yeah. Did you want to go into tell us a little bit about the last track?
Yeah. So this is a little sneaky work that I've been chipping away at. I'm still thinking about where it's going to go, but with its footwork flavors, I think it's going to definitely go towards a submission for Duke Bounce Work. The track's called Esteem Reload, and it's very much drawn from being back home and in the unconditional love of the family unit and getting that respite period. It's been really good, but yeah, enjoy.
What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.